This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى أهله وصحبه أجمعين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the Universe, the Master of the Day of Judgment. I bear witness and testimony to the oneness of Allah, to His magnificence, His omnipotence, His might, His glory, to His being the creator and sustainer of all things, the giver of life, the guider of hearts, the master of the day of judgment. And I bear witness to the fact that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and final messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and upon all those who choose to tread his path until the last day. It is said that on one occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam seeking permission to make hijrah from his home. And this is not when other people are trying to leave from the city of Makkah to Mukarramah. This is not when they were going to establish the city that would become Madinatul Munawwara. But Abu Bakr radiallahu an, who has now felt the persecution at the hands of the Meccans, is coming to his best friend sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying that, is it okay with you if I leave and go to a place where I can worship Allah freely? The Prophet alayhi salam, he gives his friend Abu Bakr radiallahu an the permission to go. And as Abu Bakr is getting ready to go, a man who is not Muslim, a man who is of the people of Mecca by the name of Ibn Adaghina, comes to Abu Bakr and asks him, what are you doing? And Abu Bakr says that I am not able to worship my God freely here without persecution. I am going somewhere else where I can do so. And Ibn Adaghina, this non-Muslim man, says to Abu Bakr that you should stay here. That if people like you started to leave from our society, the entire society would suffer. And if anybody bothers you from this day forward, tell them that you are under my protection. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he states. And it's an important conversation for us to have, especially in light of the recent tragedies that all of us are surely aware of. Where news has gone through all the entire country of our brother Dia, his wife Yusr, and her sister Razan. May Allah grant them peace and entrance into Jannah without any judgment. That as the news has circulated everywhere, not only people in the Muslim community, not only family members of the deceased, not only their friends, but people in abundance from all walks of life, whether they practice Islam or not, can only say the best of things about these three beautiful souls. And tear upon tear has been shed from eyes that are from people all over the world, because they feel the absence of those three people. Just as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had such a deep impact on the society around him, not only just on people who are his brothers and sisters in faith, but on his brothers and sisters in humanity to such an extent that when he was trying to leave, somebody who was not Muslim said, you can't go, because if you go, we will all lose. As we have seen from the past few days alone, people from all walks of life being in a place where they can only say the best about our brother and our two sisters, may Allah have mercy upon them, what would they say about us? If you and I were not here tomorrow, would the entire community be in an uproar? If we were not in the places that we were, whether as individuals or institutions, would it make a difference to anyone? Our brother Dia, may Allah have mercy upon him, was close to many of my students at New York University. He himself had reached out to many of the brothers and sisters in our dental school because he wanted to set up outreach programs through his professional ambitions of being a dentist. A young man who goes to our med school stood in front of hundreds of students at New York University the night after the death, the execution of our brother and our two sisters. Just imploring people who were there from all walks of life to value the loved ones that they had and to not hold back from doing good. And as he went on and on speaking about the importance of cherishing relationships and not wasting time, he spoke about the beauty of Dia and Yusser's marriage and their relationship and what they wanted to do going forward only 7 weeks into their wedding. And he said, I know this because the day Dia and Yusser got married, my wife and I got married in the same masjid at the same time. And just as my wife and I were married for 7 weeks, my student Mudassir said, just as we have been married for 7 weeks and we talked about what we would do with our children and we talked about where we would move forward and what we would do with people around us with the degrees that we acquired, with our knowledge and our skills, we had the same conversations with Dia and Yusser. These are real people. They have real impact. And their faith was not something that was just rhetoric or existing in abstract discussion that went around in circles but bared no real manifestation. They lived their Islam. And for me, when you want to think about who is a good Muslim and what does it mean to be someone who truly honors the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, someone who would be a shining example of being an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not somebody whose Islam is purely for their own needs and their own sake, but they understand that their being Muslim is not meant to be just for them, but their being Muslim is meant to bring benefit to the society around them. When we talk about our brother and our two sisters, it is not just to get into discussion that justifies and validates a victimized narrative that is not problematic for us to go out there and tell, but the narrative that we espouse is not meant to be something that just exists in the moment. It's meant to shine some light on the reality of our situation and take from their example as to what we can do to really have solutions to the issues that we find ourselves in. They put no conditions and qualifications on their giving. They did not say that we will only give to the homeless who are Muslim. We will only give to the people of our cultural and national backgrounds. We will only be resources for people who are like us. But they just gave to whoever it was who was in need. And is this not the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was? That his staunchest of enemies could not doubt his character? That they would entrust them with their greatest of treasures and would know that he would uphold the oath and promise that he had not taken simply to them, but the covenant that he took with the divine, with Allah Azawajal himself, bearing a manifestation of La ilaha illallah and a mindfulness of Ar-Rahman in each of his deeds and his decisions. My wife said to me the other day, Subhanallah, there has not been one picture that is circulated on the media or social media or elsewhere that did not just show these three beautiful young people with so much beauty and light and nur on their face. May Allah be pleased with them. I'm saying it to you as your brother. I know you don't know me and I don't really know most of you. You gotta take advantage of the time that you have. And you think about really what kind of beautiful lives these young people lived, that their ending was in such a way, Allah Azza wa Jal brought light to so many things through their passing. And if you were to just recount what the last day, the last week, the last month, the last year of your life has been, not in a self-deprecating way, not in a way that is unnecessarily critical, but through a process that is productive in your introspection. What have you done for anybody else? What have you done that is purely done for someone else, not to inculcate a sense of indebtedness, not an expectation of anything in return, but you simply did because it was the right thing to do. How is your being a Muslim something that is not good for you alone, but how is your being a Muslim something that is good for the people around you? Those young people, we saw the tears on their parents' face. If you value their example and you have your own children, or inshallah ta'ala, you will have your own children, give nothing but love to your children. And if you can validate and justify spending moments away in the distractions of the dunya and to be in a place where you don't shower them with expressions and actions of love, think about whose sunnah it is that you follow. When the people saw the Prophet kissing children and they said, "We don't kiss our children," the Prophet's response to them was, "What can I do for someone who is devoid of mercy and compassion?" If you have a spouse, love your spouse. If you have friends, don't wait till years pass until you check in on them, but let yourself embody a true sense of understanding of the value of the bounties that you have been given, and just reach out without any reason whatsoever, simply to let someone know that you are thinking of them. And let their sacrifice not be something that is in vain. Just because they are not from here does not mean that they are not of us. And if we take anything from what their examples were, take from the best of it, and then let yourself go out and not be afraid to meet the person that you can potentially be and see the benefit that can come from your hands and your actions. This is a beautiful community. You have beautiful leadership here. You have immense opportunity. You want to start to live your Islam in the truest of ways, in a manner that yields benefit and reduces detriment, with a mindfulness that is not in pursuit of anything other than the pleasure of Allah. How is your being Muslim not something that is simply for you, but how is it for the people around you? أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in the hadith, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى كَثْرَةَ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ, that true richness is not having an abundance of things of this earth, but true richness is having a richness of your soul. And to adopt a mindset that lets you serve your Creator by serving His creation, to just give of everything that you have with an anticipation that what you will get in return may be not tangible in terms of reward in this world, but something that will render you even better in the world beyond this one. To not put your trust in the acquisition of the material, but to put your trust in the Creator of everything that you see around you, and to just go out and try your best. What if we had 10,000 dias and 10,000 yusrs and 10,000 razans going out and living the life that those three people were living? May Allah be pleased with them. What if we lived our actions in such a way that when we passed away, nobody in the world could say anything wrong about us, but they just longed and ached for our presence? What if we started living our lives like that? Were tears not shed, and the world just stopped when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from it? The likes of Umar ibn al-Khattab standing with his sword and sheath, challenging the people to say that, "I dare you to tell me that he is gone." Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh sitting, not speaking at all, motionless, immobile, not knowing what to do. Abu Bakr radiallahu anh comes forward and says to the people that for you who worship Muhammad, know that he is God. But for those of you who worship Allah, know that he is always with us. And the passing of the Prophet ﷺ was not meant to be a stopping point, but a starting point to be able to show how in fact we would carry forth on his legacy. And the passing of our brother and sisters is not to say, look at how good they were, but to really think about how their goodness will compel us to be our best. Think about it as an individual, and let yourself not move forward without adopting some of what it was that made them so beautiful. Today is the day of Jum'ah. Make a commitment today, not to me or anybody else, but to Allah Azza wa Jal, that on this blessed day of Friday, you will go out and do at least one thing that is an act of benefit and goodness for someone. You will do one act that will interject hope and mercy and compassion into this world. You will not validate and justify passivity for any other reason. Simply go out and do it because it is the right thing to do, and we are waiting to be beneficiaries of the blessing that is uniquely you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and protect us. May He bless us with knowledge that benefits us. May He bless us with a tawfiq to understand and implement that knowledge into our daily lives. And may He guide and bless us all. Wallahu ta'ala alam wa billahi tawfiq. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله وصحبه وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين We begin this supplication in your name, Ya Allah, and beseech you to send your choicest salutations upon your most beloved Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We ask that you shower your infinite mercy upon this gathering, granting each and everyone who is present herein and our loved ones only the best in this world and the best in the next. We ask, Ya Allah, that if all of us are meant to be gathered together only at this time, at this place, that you gather us all together again in the best of places in the world beyond this one. That if each heart that is assembled here is meant to be in the presence of all other hearts that are gathered here, whether we are young or old, male or female, whether we are of any race or ethnic, cultural, social class, Ya Rab, if we are only meant to be all together in this world at this time, then gather us all together again in the best of places in the world beyond this one. Ya Allah, protect us from any affliction, any anxiety, any anguish. Ya Allah, protect us from hearts that are filled with any bitterness, any envy, any jealousy, animosity towards any of your creation, including us ourselves. Grant us hearts that are in a state of tranquility, a state of calm, a state of peace, hearts that are drawn towards your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who are beloved to you. Make us from amongst those who are beloved to those who are beloved to you. Make us from amongst the truthful. Make us from amongst the honest. Make us from amongst the patient. Make us from amongst the righteous. Make us selfless the way Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was selfless. Make us generous the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous. Make us people of integrity and good character the way your beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. Ya Allah, in this world, on this day, there are people who will go to their homes tonight without any food to eat or things to drink. Ya Allah, grant them and us the best of meals in the world beyond this one. Ya Allah, there are people who in this world tonight, they have no homes to go to whatsoever. They will be forced to live on the streets. They will be forced to live off of the streets. Ya Allah, grant them and us the best of abodes in the world beyond this one. Ya Allah, there are people who in this world today are coming to the realization that they will never see a loved one again.
Young children who sit in the rubble of their homes, looking towards their doors, waiting for their mothers and fathers to walk in, not recognizing that they will never come back. Fathers who are longing to just see their children grow into the people that they can become. Mothers who are wanting to just feel the warm embrace of their sons and daughters again. Ya Allah, grant them the best of reunions in the world beyond this one. And make us from amongst the people who value those who are in our lives and never hesitate to show them the appreciation and love that they deserve. Ya Allah, make things easy for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Ya Allah, make things easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, our brothers and sisters in the West Bank, our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem, and end the occupation that is taking place there. Ya Allah, make things easy for our brothers and sisters in Syria and Iraq. Make things easy for our brothers and sisters in the Central African Republic. Make things easy for our brothers and sisters in Kashmir and Pakistan and India and Bangladesh and Afghanistan. Make things easy for our brothers and sisters in China and Burma. Make things easy for our brothers and sisters here in this country, Ya Rab, and grant us the tawfiq to understand that our brothers and sisters are not simply those who share our faith, but they are our brothers and sisters in humanity. Ya Allah, accept this dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us entrance into your Jannah without any judgment. Grant us entrance into your Jannah, its highest of levels, Jannat al-Firdaus. Grant us entrance therein in the company of your most beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of all those who are beloved to us. Ya Allah, grant our brother Dia, our sister Yusr, and our sister Razan only the best in the world beyond this one. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who learn from their example. Ya Allah, bring ease to the hearts of their families and their loved ones who are longing for their presence, and grant them the best of reunions in the world beyond this one. Protect us, Ya Rab, from hearts that are not humble, tongues that are not wise, and eyes that have forgotten how to cry. Forgive us for our shortcomings and guide and bless us all. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ